Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in the studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing good.
That's good. I'm doing real good, too. I'm on like four cups of coffee. I'm doing real good. Really, really, really good. Yeah, good.
I'm glad you brought this in. Thank you so much for me, because I didn't have enough myself today, right? Okay, well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that I put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Yes, indeed. It's news from around the world, across the nation, even right here at home sometimes.
Yes.
If it's interesting. Hate to bore our national audience we have now.
Well, you know, Nathan Phillips is from Ypsilanti.
Oh, we could talk about Mr. Nathan Phillips. Man. I was trying to pull up a video of him. Anyways, I won't get into that. I'm jumping the shark a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But let's take care of a little business while we're at it here. Time Auto in Plymouth. Great place to get a used car.
Time Auto be the place you go to buy a used car, right?
Yes.
Time Auto. That's what you were saying.
734-455-5566. That's 734-455-5566. Every time I drive by, great looking cars in the parking lot. I've been driving by years, and I'm always like, I'm going to stop in there. But
there's a reason they're still there after all these years.
Yes. And they've got no turndowns, no cosigners. Go see them. If you don't think you can afford another car, a second car, your winter car,
They'll change your mind.
So go see them. 734-455-5566. That's Time Auto. And in some instances, possible 0% interest available.
Tell JR we said hi.
There you go. Okay. So what we do every Saturday, right? We go over the news. We put
on
the
Daily
Drift.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And lots to talk about this week, right? I guess we can start with... this will probably get some phone calls. Let's start with President Trump. Some people say caving. Some people say tactical negotiation. I don't know. Remains to be seen. I'm going to withhold my judgment because, you know what? I'm not a Monday morning quarterback. I've supported this president since he came down the escalator as a candidate. And I'm still going to continue to support him because I think he's working alone and doing the best he can.
Beetlejuice.
I'm sure that will come in time.
Yes, he will. He hasn't lit up
I
yet.
I love that movie. That's one of my favorite. You know, yes. Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Right?
One of my all-time favorite movies. Alec Baldwin.
It's showtime.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's The Mask. I'm sorry. That was
Oops. Jim Carrey.
Who we
don't like very much at all. But why don't we start with the shutdown?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your take? Cave?
Yes.
You believe it's a total cave?
I don't know about it's a total cave. And like I wrote somewhere today, I hope that in like 4 weeks, there he is. I hope that like in 4 weeks, I look like a total idiot for saying this. Okay? Because it could happen. I don't have all the facts. I'm not the president. I don't know what his mindset is. But, you know, if you're going to say that in 3 weeks, you'll either shut the government down again or you'll have emergency powers to do this, it's one or the other. You don't shut it down in 3 weeks and do the emergency. If you say you're going to do the emergency in 3 weeks, then there won't be a shutdown. And if you were going to, you're not going to get any cooperation in 3 weeks that you haven't in the last 3 weeks. Nobody on the other side caved this time. Yeah. They're not going to cave again. They've got the media on their side. Trump has the right on his side. Don't get me wrong. He's correct.
He is correct.
But just go with it. Just give the orders now, build the wall, and be done with it.
So here's my take on it. And I'm with you. Part of me, when I first heard it, I was like, damn it. Because I had just said earlier, I tweeted earlier in the day, POTUS, please don't cave.
He wasn't listening to you.
He wasn't listening to me, obviously.
Yeah.
But here's what you got to remember. We had Republican control of the House and Senate for 2 years with a Republican president. And you can't really blame POTUS for this. Mitch McConnell, at any time, you could have used 51 votes and gotten this wall funding passed, and we should have been built within 2 years. right? Mm-hmm. We could have. So I don't want to put the big blame on Trump. If I'm gonna blame anyone at all, and I'm not a blamey blame kind of guy, I'm going to blame the Republicans. You had 2 years. You had 2 years to do this. You did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now Trump, here he is, working alone because you're still not getting Republican help. We've got these rhinos who are doing things. We've got Democrats who don't give a crap about the American people. They just don't.
You know, people are saying McConnell has looked good here, but if you think of it in these terms, McConnell wouldn't change the rules last year when we could have gotten something through the House into the Senate, but not through the Senate unless he changed the rules.
Yeah.
So now that he's facing a House that he knows won't pass anything, he can sit there and say all he wants, I'm not doing anything until the House does something, knowing the House won't do anything. So Mitch McConnell is not a saint here. He's still the guy who's supporting not building the wall.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I believe there are a bunch of Republicans who don't want this wall built because, you know,
and he's one of them.
They're in the pockets of big business, and big business wants these people coming. They want to keep wages low. American mm-hmm. people, you voting. Vote for people who are constitutionally minded. Vote for real Republicans, not these scumbag rhinos who are out here doing this bullcrap. We need a wall. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. 97% of border agents, the people putting their lives on the line every day, say, we need a wall. We need a physical barrier. You can call it steel slats. You can call it concrete. You can call it double fencing with razor wire in between. I don't care. Build a moat, for crying out loud. I don't care. Mm-hmm. We need a physical barrier. These are the men on the front line and women saying, we need a physical barrier. And it's really common sense. If you got 100 border agents on the border in a set area, if you've got 1,000 border agents and drones and cameras and whatever else you want, when 5,000 people show up at the border and rush the border, 100 people, 1,000 people,
all you can do is shoot.
And is that what Democrats want?
Yeah.
They want to see people die?
They want to see people get through, get on American territory, American properties. Yeah, they'll are coat. Oh, my goodness. Continental U.S. They want to see them get across the border so that they can claim asylum, be tied up in the court for years, if ever.
And overwhelm the system.
Exactly.
It's a Linsky.
That's what they want. That's why they don't want a wall. A wall would stop that whole process of them getting in and being stayed in as asylum seekers.
They're sending these people. They're driving down wages in the inner city. They're driving down wages on the farms. They're driving down. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'll pay more for my fruit. I'll pay more for a dinner at a Mexican restaurant or a Chinese restaurant. I don't care. Let the wages grow for people like our children while they're in high school or junior high. They need jobs.
And if we can't get Americans to do the jobs, then do a real guest worker program. Because there's a lot of Mexicans that come across and go back, come across and go back. But I don't want them staying here doing this inflating the census. That's another thing.
Oh,
inflating the census so that California gets another 50 seats in the House of Representatives and they're all representing illegal immigrants.
Yes, that's exactly right. So for me, this is, I'm going to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt for another 3 weeks. If I don't see a wall started, either be via national emergency declaration, whatever, in
he
3 weeks, then I'm going to say, you know what, you will not be reelected in 2020.
That's right.
You caved. Mm-hmm. But you know, again,
for everything he's done already, don't get me wrong. For everything
he's done
already, he's kept every promise practically except this one.
Well, and what it will come down, I'm sorry, if this fails. The Civil War is already here. A cold Civil War is already here. You will see 70 million Americans pick up their arms, and we will finish this in a way that is not pleasant. And I'm saying that right out loud right now. You can call me Conspiracy Gary, whatever you want. America's had enough of you Democrats, and you Republicans better wake up as well, because you too will be dragged out of your chairs in Washington, D.C. if you do not secure the border, build a wall, and stop destroying, because you're culturally killing us.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm kind of reserving opinion on this. I'm on both sides of this a little bit. But it doesn't matter what Trump says or does. The mainstream and the media will spin it to favor Democrats.
Absolutely.
And be anti-Trump.
Yep.
And so was it a cave? Probably, kind of, sort of, it still could work out, but he didn't cave to the Democrats. He cave to morons like Mitt Romney.
Yep.
And unfortunately,
Susan Collins,
the praise I had for Lindsey Graham regarding the Kavanaugh hearing, Lindsey Graham is back at his aiding and abetting.
No, Lindsey Graham said wait 3 weeks.
Yeah. Here's what I think, Joe. I think at this point, either the president himself or his staff or a combination of him and Lindsey and whoever else said, you know what? We have to put out every possible effort to look reasonable. And they have done that. There's nobody right now on either side who can honestly call the president unreasonable. He has made every effort to compromise, to negotiate, to work, to help DACA kids. Hispanic people, all I can say is this. Donald Trump is willing to give you some DACA, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not. And a lot of people are like, no amnesty, no DACA, no nothing. He's putting it on the line saying, I am willing to help the DACA kids. Whether you like it or not, that is reaching out. That is a negotiation. And the Democrats are telling Hispanics, screw you. I'm not going to give you DACA because I want to make sure we don't get Trump again.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing everything to stop Trump from getting reelected. And they've used the Hispanic community. And that's why when that poll came out a couple weeks ago that it is now 50% of Hispanics support Donald Trump. You know why? Because he does care about Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats don't.
Donald Trump obviously cares about people. By the way, I want to rescind my earlier statement. It's a semi-cave. It's a what do you want to call it? A creaking of the roof beams of the cave. You know what I mean?
I'll buy that, but I don't know what else he could do.
It's a sag. It's not a cave. It's a sag.
Well, I understand the strategy. I don't know that I agree with it. And again, that's kind of why I'm reserving opinion.
Me too. I'm disappointed.
They are trying to make Trump, and given his past precedence for temper tantrums, it's amazing to see Donald Trump looks like the adult in the room now.
Yeah, he's looking more presidential now than before.
And maybe that's a tactic, Joe. Here's what I don't understand, and I'm going to go back and blame the Republicans, right? Because our 12 appropriations that make up the budget, blah, 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 we made sure after the last shutdown that our military was paid for. Who in the hell decided the Coast Guard was not part of that? Who in the hell decided the TSA and border agents were not part of that?
Yeah.
That should have been the first thing you did. We're taking care of you for 2 years. We'll worry about everything else later. Because you know what? All these other federal employees have been out that are non-essential. I don't care about you. Some lady down here in Detroit who works for the Department of Justice who doesn't do anything anyways. I don't care about her.
You know, I got to say, though, interestingly enough, I know two people, one of them, my son, who this shutdown actually was going to cost him money because they put money down on a house, and because the financing was through FHA or VA, two different cases, it wasn't going to get processed in time by the closing date, which meant they'd lose their down payment. You know, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I would think there's an extenuation. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Lose.
But that's just...
I would contact an attorney in that place.
Yeah.
In that fact,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Out of my hands type
of
thing.
Yeah,
act of God.
Yeah.
Act of Democrats.
Well, here's the number one for all you real
God.
Estate
Democrats
people.
Are not God. Don't get me wrong here.
Whenever
act
you
devil.
Buy a house,
yeah.
You always put the contingency based on financing. If I can't get finance, give me my deposit back.
That's true.
That's the number one contingency for everybody, right? That's just blame your real estate agent if that didn't
happen. Well, you are right, Gary. This Trump, the strategy is to try to make Trump be the look reasonable, the only one really willing to make a deal, at least looking presidential. But again, the media will never present that truth and that honesty.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
that's why I was against his Rose Garden speech yesterday. He should have waited. He needed to demand an address to the nation again, like he did from the Oval Office, do it from the Oval Office again during prime time and make the networks cover it, because doing it from the Rose Garden at 2 p.m., most people won't see it or hear it, and the media will just take pieces of the speech and spin it to help the Democrats.
Yeah.
When everybody needed to hear what he had to say again.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem, though, because the media can say, we're not going to cover it, or they'll only cover part of it, or they'll spin it the way they want. And if he decides to do a speech at night in primetime, guess what? The media is going to go, oh, and here's the Democratic response. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They're screwing us.
And they'll have the twins stand up again, the dead
Joe,
twins.
You're dead right. The enemy media. That's what
but,
they are.
But, you know, really, yep. Think about this. This is the State of the Union. You got to think about the legal ramifications. Nancy could deny him the right to come. She's the Speaker of the House. She controls the House. And that's where you would come and speak to the House. Now, if Mitch invited him to the Senate, there's not the seating there, okay? But the other thing is, this is supposed to be an annual report to Congress. Yeah. Not to the American people, but to Congress. So doing it in the Rose Garden or at the border or whatever, he's supposed to be either addressing Congress or writing them a report, one right. or the other. And so... I don't think he should do another venue otherwise. Right. I think it would be wrong.
Well, I did see this, and I heard it on a show, and so I looked it up myself, Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, right?
Oh, that old thing?
He shall, from time to time, give Congress information on the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. He may, on extraordinary occasions, convene both houses or either of them, and in case of disagreement between them with respect to time of adjournment, blah 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 blah. He can call them together anytime
that.
He wants. He doesn't
I missed
need
that. That's great.
Nancy,
thank you.
You know, and I would do it from the well of the Senate, small crowd, and I would do the Senate's if whatever senators want to show up, you show up.
Hey, if the representatives don't want to crowd in and sit on each other's laps in the Senate, then you know, or in the press
internet,
room,
we got TV.
Yeah,
it's that simple. But
they're talking about the State of the Union now being on the 5th of February, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. For me, that was the bigger cave I felt. I wanted him to stick it right in her eye and do it from the Senate side and just televise the heck out of it. And you know what?
Me too.
No Democratic response. Bye-bye. You don't want to participate? Bye-bye. Here's the State of the Union for the president. Ain't no response. Thank you.
That's one last thing to bring this back home locally and a media spin. Have you seen, I sent you the link,
article
of Stabenow, hypocrisy of supporting border barriers before, mm-hmm. but not supporting border barriers now. But that is, of course, free press, liberal bias, screwing everybody over. Now that Debbie has safely been reelected, they'll do a story like that, but that story could be the exact same one putting Gary Peters' name in there, but they won't do that to Gary Peters because they want to help him get reelected in 2020.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, other
exactly
callers,
right.
You're going to have to wait till Joe's done with his agenda here.
All right, Joe. Appreciate the call, brother.
See you, Joe. Love you.
I love you.
I love you, too. Take care. All right, let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show. Tom.
Oh.
Put Tom on hold, would you, Derek? He might have walked away from the phone. You walk away
don't
from,
blame
from
him.
The drift? Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. I think I agree with you guys. It's a bit premature to say it's a cave. We have to lay out these next 3 weeks to see what happens. If nothing happens, then it will be an epic cave, a cave that he can't recover from. And every day after that, we will be marching to that hot civil war that you were talking about a few minutes ago.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. And I hate to be that guy. You know, I mean, I take that back. I would like to be that guy because, you know, I'm going to say it right now. I'm calling for the arrest of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Eric Swalwell, Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff. I want them arrested right now.
Guilty of sedition. They're guilty of sedition.
I agree.
Well, yeah, but where's the prosecution of Hillary Clinton yet? You know, I mean, there's the whole list here. Podesta.
Where's Whitaker?
Yeah.
On this? We've got
a new
AG.
That's exactly why we could fill up the penal system for 15 years prosecuting these people, because there's so many of them. It's the numbers are vast. They're in every department, in every branch of government. They're everywhere.
But thank God they got Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah.
A threat to the nation, Roger Stone.
What else?
But I don't remember who said it exactly, and I'm going to butcher the quote, but vigilance is everything, and you got to pay for liberty with blood.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not a new concept. It's not something you yourself are picking out of the hat and throwing in the air. It's been there for a very long time.
Yeah.
That if we want our freedom, we want our liberty, we have to fight for it.
Every,
we have to fight hard for it.
Every and, now and then, the tree of liberty must be refreshed by the blood of patriots.
Yep. Exactly.
There you go.
All right.
One.
Great call,
right,
Gary.
Brother. Okay.
See you, Gary.
All right, brother. Thanks. Bye. Shall we try Tom again on line two? Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah,
take the call off mute.
yeah. That touched on mute button sometimes, but I want to go back to this. You know, the whole thing about the wall. You know, there's a legal maxim that a common law maxim that no fact can be tried in a court of law, and when I'm looking at the media and everything, the whole nine yards, everything, we got two sets of facts, and it's very simple. Either the wall is a good thing for the country, or it's not a good thing. Trump is saying, yeah, a wall is the way to go to defend our borders against illegals. And Pelosi is just saying, well, a wall doesn't work, so we're not going to do it. And, I mean, I can sit here and I can argue or what have you on that subject matter, but, I mean, what I say doesn't matter, you know? There's so much media bias.
Well, here's one thing he did say, Tom. He said he had put together the commission, so I'm assuming there's some Republicans and Democrats, maybe some Democrats that have kind of broken ranks a little bit and said we need to sit and negotiate. Maybe that's this whole three-week period to bring
West
them together.
Virginia.
And he did say, I'm bringing in the experts, which means he's probably bringing in DHS, border agents, the whole nine yards, going to lay the case out. And if Trump is smart, these meetings should all be televised.
Mm-hmm.
On the open,
yeah, C-SPAN. They're not going to give him the kind of coverage, at least in my opinion. He's not going to get the real media coverage.
No, of course not. Of course not. But he should be calling C-SPAN and saying, I want this televised on C-SPAN, and let us, as Americans, get it onto YouTube and get it onto Twitter and get it onto Facebook. I want to see border agents. I want to see Brian Terry's family up there saying he would be alive if there had been a border there, a fence, a slatted metal, whatever. So he could have been able to fight back better.
You see pictures of that fence in Hungary? The double row fence with the road in between them. There's nobody getting over that road, over that wall. And it's a fence with concertina razor wire on the top of it. It's not a wall. It's a border fence.
You need something to slow down
the hordes
so that you can see them on drone. They're approaching the fence. They're cutting. They're climbing. That gives border agents the time to get there and handle it. Mm-hmm. It also stops a press of 5,000 people. Yeah. Jumping the wall at the same time or crashing through the wall at the same time. They need help. I don't care how many men you put on the border. You put 10,000 troops on the border, somebody's going to die unless there's some kind of a barricade there to slow down and control the border. It's that
simple. Suppose you're a border agent and you're there and you're thinking, you know, why am I even bothering to get off my butt and go take care of this if my superiors aren't active enough in providing me a wall.
Yeah.
In other words, they're not really serious. Right. That's the word I was looking
for. They're putting their lives on the line. That's the way I look at it. What else you got, Tom? Anything?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's all well and good, but Nancy and Chuck are just going to say, oh, no, but isn't. And, yeah. I mean, you know, there you go. There's the house, you know, the people's house. You know, I wouldn't want to see Trump do the State of the Union in the Senate because the House of Representatives, that's the people's house.
Yeah.
They're flying the Old Glory, the Title IV, Section 5 civilian flag of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see it in the Senate.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to either, but I just want to see it. All right,
well,
great call.
Nancy took over the, you know, I mean, it's like she's the president now. She can veto anything because she got Speaker of the House by two votes.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, great call, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, so we're almost to the bottom of the hour. Are other callers? Be patient.
Yeah, we'll get you in.
We'll get you in after the break here. But
I'd like to say something about Nancy real quick.
Please.
It's like, imagine you finally crafted something. You had something, some kind of intricate thing, mousetrap or something like that. Something you finally crafted, and somebody comes along and starts tweaking it and breaking it. You want to get their hands away from it. That's Nancy Pelosi and what she's doing to the government of the United States. She's breaking it. The Constitution is a finely crafted document, and she's destroying slowly what America has. And all the libs are doing this, but when I see her as the face of that.
Yeah. I see her as the face of evil. Like
yeah.
I see when I was talking with Pastor Rick earlier. You know, man, I'm a spiritual guy, but I'm not a Bible thumper by any stretch of the imagination.
But
there is evil in this country right now and around the globe, and Call me Tinfoil Gary if you want to. There is something drastically evil when these people do this, you know? Yeah. All right, we're at the heartbreak. We'll see you all on the other side. Everything is my prestige. Good things are on their way. I can only wait and see. Never let your fate control you. And it feels good. Everything's going the way it should. Sometimes people are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. Whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. The Secretary of State pulling no punches at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council over the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela.
We've got a whole nation starving, massive malnutrition, refugees fleeing. This is an international crisis, to be sure. And nations like Cuba and Russia and China have shamefully cast their lot in support of the former president. They don't have the best interests of the Venezuelan people at heart.
Mike Pompeo. A big blast of winter's in store for the Midwest and Northeast this coming week.
The second half of the weekend running across portions of the upper Midwest, the upper Plain states. This, in some cases, 6 inches of snow, up to 12 inches of snow. But what it's really going to do is usher in some of the coldest air we've seen of the entire season. Yes, across the upper Midwest, but that's going to stretch down into the south. It's going to stretch across the east. It is going to get absolutely frigid.
Fox meteorologist Adam Plotz. This is Fox News.
Two ways to define tolerance. I define tolerance this way. I may disagree with you 100%, but I insist on your rights to articulate your opinion however stupid or ignorant I think it is. That's tolerance. This means that there is tolerance for the individual, meaning tolerance is directed towards individuals, not opinions. Yet it allows for robust debate of content and substance. The idea behind this concept of tolerance is that through debate, the truth will come out. In the end, truth being desirable and attainable. But if tolerance is tied to only a specific view, it redefines the very meaning of tolerance. When you limit the scope of tolerance, tolerance means that you must not say that anybody is wrong. Notice under this view of tolerance, you are not tolerant of individuals. You are tolerant of all positions. Under this view of tolerance, you are not in a position to state that any opinion is wrong. The one thing that is not tolerated in this view of tolerance is tolerance itself, and thus you have the intolerance of tolerance. And such a view would squash all debate and prevent any truth from being found. I am Pastor Richard Dietering, bringing you a moment of clarity on tolerance, whether you agree with me or not.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
You feel you're losing love. It's because you never took the time to trust the one and only man above. My friend, you gotta wake up, brother. Open your eyes. You gotta wake up. It's time you realize. You gotta wake up, brother. Open your eyes. You gotta wake up. It's time you realize. Mr. Main, I'll tell you this, for Jesus Christ is my witness. This life you're living, what's it meant for you?
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Catch our shift. Ed's laughing at me. I'm sitting here fighting with my headphones. I'm like, what is wrong with these?
How does this work? They're all twisted in some weird way. I mean, I didn't know they could do that.
I didn't either. I'm thinking, what did I do?
Who would want to wear these inside out anyhow?
Okay, so welcome back, and let's take care of a little business. It's the bottom of the hour here. Boric Jennings Funeral Homes. Don't be caught off guard. As we all get older and we have family and you never know when tragedy can strike, be prepared. Get yourself some pre-planning done for your own demise or those of others. And Boric Jennings Funeral Homes is one of the best places. They have pre-planning like you wouldn't believe. They can talk to you. You should not be worrying about planning when you're trying to deal with the tragedy. Mm-hmm. So do it ahead of time. Boric Jennings, they've got a great office in Hamburg, in Howell, Manchester, in Brooklyn. You can call 810-231-0200. 810-231-0200. Losing a loved one affects the entire family. Think ahead. Plan a little bit. That's
funeral planning is not something you want to do in a rush.
No, absolutely not.
You just want
not.
Some time to think about it, go home, modify the plan a little bit if you want, you know.
It's called planning for a reason. And you can go to BoricJennings.com, B-O-R-E-K Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S.com, 810-231-0200. Okay, let's take a quick call from Tim in Westland who wants to talk the border wall before we move into Roger Stone. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. One of you just recently listed off like all the things that the illegals do when they cross the border, taking jobs, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You failed to mention the most important thing they do when they do come across.
Go ahead.
They vote.
Oh, yeah, absolutely
now,
they do.
The Secretary of State down in Texas just found 95,000 legal green card holders who were registered to vote and found that 56,000 of them have voted in multiple elections. Now, green card holders are not supposed to be able to vote. There was another gentleman, green card holder, legitimate visitor, in North Carolina, who they found voted three different times in three different precincts in the last election.
Yeah. Well, obviously he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You know he didn't vote Republican.
The other one, then you mentioned, you know, the numbers come up, so then California gets another couple of representatives in the House, and it's just
they already have more than they should have.
Yeah. By probably 10.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I believe you are misreading Article 2, Section 3. The president, in being able to convene both houses or either of them, as it says, is for them to do their job on, say, emergency legislation.
Right.
He cannot call them to say, you're going to sit here and you're going to listen to me.
Well, thanks,
he doesn't
Tim.
Have that right.
Is there anything else we did wrong today?
I think you're doing all right besides those two major areas.
Yeah, well, I would say if he's getting ready to call a national emergency, then that is the occasion that he can convene both houses, and he can work it in, call it, I don't care if he calls it the State of the Union or emergency declaration or whatever he wants. He can call both houses.
Here's the State of the Union. We're going to build a wall. Yeah. That's the State
of
the Union.
But he does not have the right to go stand in front of them and speak.
He does. He can convene them both. On occasion, it's in black and white. We can argue about it all day, but it says
he's probably right, but not in particular for the State of the Union.
Yes, I'll agree with
exactly.
that. But this is a national emergency, so he can convene them and say, hey, I don't care if you call it a State of the Union or not. Call them together and talk about the wall. End of story. You know, well, great call.
That would be for each house to work on the legislation.
Yeah, very good. All right,
thanks,
good
Tim.
Call, Tim.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, let's take a call. Well, before we take Jimmy, who's calling in about Roger Stone, I want to get a couple tracks in here because they busted down his door yesterday morning, Roger Stone, and arrested, showed up with vehicles. And how did CNN get there before the FBI showed up?
Do you know
up?
How? Are you so, asking?
I'm asking, yes.
Okay, because the CNN guy was a friend of Comey's.
Well,
FBI connected.
Okay, so once again, we have Department of Justice breaking the law, is my book. If they're leaking that kind of information and sending a camera crew out from CNN to watch them b- bust into Roger Stone's house, and all he had to do was call Roger Stone, and they would have taken everything. They could have had trucks outside already, said, we're coming in, you want to open the door? But no, they got to make a big play out of it and have CNN cover it.
I posted this morning, you might be living in a fascist state if they send 27 armed people to arrest a 65-year-old man, but don't send any help to Benghazi.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So now they've got Roger Stone in here. Derek, you got track one ready? This is Alan Dershowitz, who I really respect. He's a, he's a liberal Democrat, but you know what? He's on the right side, common sense and honest. That was the key word there. Go ahead and start with Alan Dershowitz's take on the indictment of Roger Stone and his arrest.
Based on what your understanding so far.
Well, I've read the indictment, and it's a typical Mueller indictment. Very, very heavy on stories involving collusion and WikiLeaks. But the indictment itself all relates to obstruction of justice, tampering of witnesses. In other words, crimes that occurred as a result of the investigation. This is typical of Mueller. He has found almost no crimes that occurred before he was appointed special counsel. He was appointed special counsel to uncover crimes that had already occurred. He has virtually failed in that respect in every regard. Almost all of his crimes that he's indicted people for are crimes that resulted from his investigation. Mm-hmm. False statements, tampering with witnesses, obstruction of justice. I went through today the list of all the people who had been indicted by Mueller, and it was very hard to find any American who had been charged with any crime that occurred before Mueller was appointed special counsel. So what's happened here is these are crimes that are generated by the investigation. It doesn't make them any less criminal, but it really means that there's been a failure to uncover the basic crimes for which he was appointed. Namely, before he was appointed, was there illegal collusion, illegal conspiracy with Russia? We don't find that. In this indictment, he tells stories about alleged collusion, stories about WikiLeaks, but that's not the basis for the indictment. The basis for the indictment are all events that occurred after he was appointed. That's very significant.
Okay. Right? Yeah. So there would have been no indictments had there been no investigation. Is he setting people up on purpose to just go ahead and find something to squeeze them, right?
Imagine charting crime and then seeing, you know, you chart crime and find out it's a direct cause of Mueller.
Right? Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, you want to talk Roger Stone? Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. The tree of liberty is nourished by the blood of patriots and tyrants.
I'm wrong again.
And, there you go.
I'm wrong again. That's boy, three just, times,
that's
man.
Three times
glad
today.
We got callers.
Let's just shut it down.
Yeah. Okay, see if by
can't forget Derek. About the tyrants. And what's going on is patriots are being locked up. And Roger Stone's got seven indictments against him. He's guilty of none of that. What he is guilty of is not rolling over to them, and
yep.
They hate that.
Yep.
I like watching Roger Stone.
Oh,
I think it's wonderful
watching
him.
That's what I thought yesterday.
Him.
So I'm sitting at lunch yesterday, and I see him and his lawyer come out in the throng of press, and Roger Stone thrives on this stuff. He's probably got three books coming out, and you can't buy this kind of publicity for Roger Stone. So he'll sit in jail.
His next
do whatever
radio
you
show.
Want to do. He's going to be sucking it up and making money on this. I got an email from Joanne in Ohio who says, did you know that Roger Stone has a tattoo of Nixon on his back? And I'm like, what? Really? I don't know if that's true, Joanne. But
I think I heard that on Tucker.
Really? Well,
yeah.
He came out. At one point, he did the Nixon thing yesterday.
Well, he was a Nixon associate, yeah.
Well, there you go. Then maybe he's got Tricky Dick on his back. I don't know, that's kind of weird, man. But
but he's going more George G. Gordon Liddy than he's going John Dean.
What else you got, Jimmy?
Well, you know, Roger is a political trickster. He's guilty of a lot of things, not any of the things that they've indicted him for. This is absolutely a spectacle. And one of the things that he is being accused of is witness tampering and all this other stuff. Well, what about CNN being there? Talk about jury tampering.
Oh, yeah.
Who's guilty of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is getting ridiculous, out of hand, and Trump needs to step in with the DOJ and stop this. This is an absolute abuse of the American people, and they're doing it. It's not just to him. They're doing it to all kinds of people all over this country.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the meme that says, "Mem, whatever," that says, you know, they're, it shows Trump, and he says, "They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in their way."
Yeah. And that's true. Because imagine what they're doing to Donald Trump now with the Republicans in control of one house and the presidency. When the Democrats take back the Senate and take back the presidency the next time, Americans will get locked up by the thousands. You want to say Trump is a fascist and Republicans are the fascists? The internment camps are coming, folks, and they're coming for you as a conservative and you as an independent. They're coming. And God help us if the Democrats get control again.
I'd like to see Trump pardon Stone just right now to say, you know what, screw this. You're pardoned. Of course, it'll look horrible, but how much more horrible can they paint Donald Trump than they paint him now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if Hillary Clinton had won... And she was president right now, you and Dave Janda and Alex Jones and me, we'd all be in prison.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
What if Trump was to pardon, knowing that she's never going to get prosecuted, pardon Hillary Clinton, and she was forced to accept it? It'd be a de facto statement of guilt by her. Oh, well, man. You heard it here first, folks.
When they were in New York at some dinner or something, they were both there, and he said, Hillary bumped into me in the hallway, and she said, pardon me, and he says, oh, you'll have to wait till I become president.
Yeah, yep. But no, think about that. If he were to just pardon her, knowing that nothing's ever going to come of it anyhow, it would just make her look badder than she does now.
Wow. Pretty great. Well you've got to have an indictment against you, I think, don't you?
No, not really. Yeah. Nixon didn't have an indictment. He just got pardoned for everything he might have done.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, Jimmy.
In other words, they killed the investigation.
Yes, exactly.
Is what Gerald Ford did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he should have let it go on because more and more of that would have come out and it would have been damning on both sides.
Well, we'd have found out that J. Gordon Liddy was at the Degrassi Knoll.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Right, I don't know. That guy's bald, man. I mean, you would have seen the flash on top of
it. Yes. All right. Well, great call, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too, Jimmy. Take care. All right. So, Derek, you got track two ready there. And this is Alan Dershowitz continuing on what the indictment means for Roger Stone. Go ahead.
The second is whether or not Stone has been indicted in order to squeeze him into testifying. As Judge Ellis, who presided over the Manafort case, said, the object of these arrests is not to get people like Manafort or people like Stone. It's to get them to sing and perhaps even to compose, to create guilt allegations against the real target here, the president. So the president should be worried every time somebody who he knew or had any acquaintance with is arrested, because according to Judge Ellis, the purpose of these arrests is not to get that person, but to get that person to provide information or testimony against the real target, the president. That's the tactic Mueller has used from day one. As a civil libertarian, it's a very disturbing tactic. It's all too common among prosecutors, but it's very disturbing. What prosecutors do all the time is they threaten people. They say, if you don't testify, we're going to put you in jail, your family in jail.
You know, that explains what Stone was saying in numerous interviews, was that I am not going to fabricate something to get myself out of this.
Yeah. I completely understand. Yeah. Okay, so let's take, are we done? Do you want to move on from Stone?
From Stone, yeah, I'm okay with Stone.
Okay, so other big news this week?
Well, you know, Stone and Cohen were interrelated, and the question was whether Cohen was going to testify before Congress, right?
Yeah.
And all I could think of was Tommy Flanagan from the Pathological Liars. He was a member, no, president, the president, that's the ticket, of the Pathological Liars. And that's what I'm thinking of Cohen. You know, Cohen's already admitted the lying to Congress, and these idiot Democrats want to get him back so he can lie some more, just as long as he lies the way they want him to. Because that's a guy who will make it up to get himself out of trouble, like Dershowitz was saying.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, and that's happening across the country, right? It really is. Okay, so let's move on, and we've got Jasmine from Chicago wants to talk about...
She's freezing.
It's got to be cold there right now. She wants to talk about the abortion legislation in New York this week. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
How you doing? You're not happy with the Democrats in New York now aborting babies right up to the nine-month mark?
I'm not happy with the Democrats, period. But since, you know, you're making me categorize here, I think that is the most disgusting, the most immoral, illogical, whatever you want to call it, that Cuomo did. I mean, to murder an innocent baby at term.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, I've seen so many people online this morning talking about if the baby's at full term, why not have it and then give it up for abortion? What is the point of a woman going through the whole thing and then killing it? What kind of woman does that?
Yeah, and let's add this
Hillary
to the
Clinton.
Fact. The same guy that was so proud to say, I've ended the death penalty in New York, is now saying we can kill a nine-month-old fetus right before it's born.
And invoked the Pope when he did it, the same Pope who's anti-abortion, I think.
Yeah?
Well, I always find it so interesting when I see, you know, like, hopefully your audience will know who I'm talking about, but people like, you know, Deborah Messing and Julianne Moore and Alyssa Milano and all these people who are so pro-abortion, yet they all have children.
Yeah.
Well, did you know
I'm
that
like,
the Alabama
either
Supreme...
Either they're liars or they're hypocrites or both.
The Alabama Supreme Court just ruled that the unborn baby is a person. That's Alabama.
Of course.
Yeah. And
of
so that's you know, in contrast to what they did in New York, Alabama being a conservative state, New York being... Well, because of New York City, a liberal state. But the outliers, once again, it's like Michigan and Wayne County, you know, or like Illinois and Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chicago, we're so broke, we can't you know, do anything.
But, I mean, the large
no –
Chicago is driving the politics of Illinois. The vast majority of real estate in Illinois, in New York, in Michigan is conservative. But you get these corrupt power centers like Illinois, Wayne County, or rather Chicago, Wayne County, New York City, you know, and they drive the whole state political scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And can I, kind of off topic here, but aren't you glad that Cohen is going to testify? Because, you know, he's going to do it under oath.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
But then he didn't this week. He was going to. Yeah. And then Mueller came out last week and said that report was inaccurate, that Trump told him to lie, all of a sudden Cohen is now not going to go back in front of Congress and say that? He needs to be subpoenaed? Because he doesn't want to lie again?
But my question is, why do people seem to think that because it's under oath, quote-unquote, a liar is not going to lie?
John, well, yeah. If you've already been convicted of lying to Congress, what's the point of bringing back a liar to lie to Congress again? Is that the point you're making?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
it's like telling a diabetic, you know, don't eat that, it's bad for you, and the person's going to say, yeah, I'm not going to eat it, and then when they turn around, they shove, like, Snickers in their mouth. I mean, come on. It's like common sense, people.
Right, right. Well, the Democrats don't have any common sense, and that's why they put laws together like abortion until the ninth month in New York, and it's why they don't want a wall. It makes no common – well, I take that back. It's common sense for a Democrat to not want a wall because they're getting more voters.
That
makes perfect sense for them. What else you got, right, Jasmine? Anything?
Well, I'm a better dancer, and I'm a better cook than most people I know, so –
Okay.
Okay.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that's a positive note.
Well, send us some cooking.
Audio. Send us some audio of you dancing. We'll play it. Or cooking.
All right, great.
I'm sorry. You want to get that from Ocasio Cortez.
That's
Ocrazio. Ocrazio Cortex.
Ocrazio. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Jasmine. Appreciate the call.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Okay. So How much? We got some time.
You can do your MAGA hat thing.
Oh, okay. So a lot of you probably saw this on video or whatever. There was a feminist march earlier this week.
Feminist toxicity.
Whatever you want to call it. And, of course, a viral video went out. And most of it I can't play because the lady is dropping F-bombs like crazy. And I think she's high. I'll give her benefit of the doubt that I think she's on something because her emotion swings are like wild and crazy. And Derek, you got track three ready? And I'll give you a setback. So here's this feminist who's obviously an anti-Trumper, and a couple of African-American guys in MAGA hats show up, and she goes off on them. And then one of them says, honey, you know, do you want to talk normal with us about it? Let's just discuss it. And she kind of swings the other way, right? So go ahead, Derek, play that.
Think about your hat and the way it makes people feel, because it incites fear in all those around us. Every person is afraid of that hat. I'm trying to. Afraid of that hat. Keep America great. For so many people, that's racism.
Yeah, but that's because of the mainstream media's narrative that's painted Donald Trump as a racist. I don't agree with the narrative. I'm out here to try to share that that narrative is skewed.
As a human being, you should pay attention to fear and not logic.
Wait, you said pay attention to fear and not logic?
Yes.
I should have paid attention to emotions and not facts?
Yes.
Why would I pay attention to emotions when
that are real in this world?
Facts are facts.
No, emotions are real. Emotions is one removed from spirit.
I find that it is hard to trust others.
You shouldn't trust the mainstream media. You should start listening and looking into things.
What do you suggest? That is saying don't trust knowledge. Operate in darkness.
No, go look up facts. Go look up like actual statistics and facts.
Emotion
look up Pew research.
Emotion is real.
But emotions change.
You will not see.
I don't think we can actually trust our emotions because they change.
Emotions
are
like
God bless you, sister.
Okay. So
have you seen the red hat with the white lettering on the front that says "Made you look"?
Well, this lady, I'm sure, was on something, because when you watch the full video, you're like, wow, she must have been smoking or maybe on some. Maybe she was on opioids. I don't know.
I can kind of see her point. She's saying that if she believes that the hat is generating fear, then the hat can't project a logical message. The hat can only project fear. And so you must try and avoid the fear. I think that might be what she was saying, but who knows? She was a liberal.
But again,
she probably really wasn't thinking straight anyhow.
But again, that's her projection.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And they're there to show, no, the people who wear this hat are logical. We're nice. We're here to pray with you. We're here to be a... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people get emotional. I'm one of them, as Joe wrote me right now, saying, stop screaming. You're screaming. My apologies, Joe, because I get emotional as well.
That's what people listen for.
But I'm not...
That's why I'm here, to calm you down. Or Joe.
You're not doing a good job.
Joe's trying to do my job again.
Now, I understand that people do get emotional, right? But when I'm emotional, it's because of the stupidity of people not looking at the common sense of this.
Yeah.
I mean, she's saying base your decisions on emotions, not facts. And the facts are Democrats are on the wrong side of this issue.
That's the way I feel. Along those lines, I get so upset and angry because we have this beautifully crafted republic that these people are trying to break. You know, that's why we can't have nice things, because they go around breaking it all the time, you know?
Or they want to take it away from us.
Exactly. They want socialist, Stalinist state.
Derek, how much time we got? 1 minute. I wanted to play Ben Stein has a video out that... he talks about Ocasio-Cortez talking the 70% and taking away, basically eating the rich is what she wants to do again.
Stalinism.
And maybe we'll try and get to that next week, but that's exactly what he says, right? It's Stalin. You're making a bunch of promises to people, and all you're really going to do is take away other
things. Steal from one to give to another. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and be aware of your surroundings and think about ways you can improve things. All right, take care. Bye-bye.